Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have never said I was the parent of the year. I think I'm a pretty good parent. I think I do a pretty good job with my boys, considering. Now, I mean, they didn't come out with instructions. They came out with a placenta. I tried to read the placenta. I think there's some secret code. But there's really no instructions, so you just kind of wing it. You know, your parents will give you advice, and if you don't like what your parents did, you just do the opposite. If you liked some of the things your parents did, you follow that. And then you just come up with some sort of parenting plan, and you hope that your kids just, you know, watch enough TV to learn how to parent. Watch enough Leave It to Beaver or something like that. So one thing my dad did when I was younger, and I guess once I looked 21, is he took me gambling with him. When I would, you know, be his wingman, so to speak. And I think he wanted to teach me gambling because he did it a lot. I don't think he was that adept at it. You know, he lost a lot of money. But for some reason, or maybe he wanted to bond with me. Because, you know, I didn't want to learn how to fix appliances. I didn't want to learn Hebrew. I wasn't very good at learning languages. And so he's like, okay, I'll teach you how to gamble. Come with me. All right, maybe you good luck. So I go with him. And he probably thought I would like gambling. Instead, I was very intimidated by it. I'm like, you're losing your money. First, you don't make that much money. And now you're actually putting money on a big green table. And it's going to be taken away seconds later. It doesn't make sense to me. So I have two boys, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So when you live in Las Vegas, you know, you got the strip clubs. Well, I think any place has strip clubs, right? You know, you got bars. And I'm really lucky that my boys aren't, you know, as party animals as I would have expected. His father was a much more of a partier than my kids are. And so now that one of my sons has turned 21, I worry, you know, we live in Vegas. Is he going to gamble? Is he going to be stupid with his money? And he's got a pretty good level head. But it's one of those things in Vegas where, you know, once you, you know, drink the Kool-Aid, it's like, ah, okay, wait, this is cool. So I told him, before you gamble, let me take you. We'll use my money. You'll lose then my money. So you see how dumb it is. You know, so you see how futile it is to gamble. So Saturday night, you know, he didn't, you know, his, I guess he wasn't going out with his girlfriend. So he's like, Mom, you know, we finally go gamble. I was like, oh, dang, I forgot. I promised that. So we go and I go to a place where I could get as cheap a blackjack as possible. I mean, I miss the good old days where there was like $2 blackjack or even $5 blackjack. Now that's really hard to find. So there's $10 blackjack, $15 blackjack, $25 blackjack. There's like all that. I'm like, oh, no, no, let's try to find the cheapest. So we find a $10 blackjack table. And I never like to sit at the ends. Right. For some reason, the ends don't work for me. It's always the middle. So there were two middle seats. And people were like, hey, come over here, come over here. All right, so when my son's 21, he sits down. I sit next to him. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. You know, I'm already in my head, you know, budgeting what we're going to lose because I really want to teach my son a lesson. So he sits there. First hand, he gets 2 sevens. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And I'm like, don't split him. Just, it was 2 sevens, and dealer had a face, had a king or something. So my son had to, you know, hit. All right, well, I think he got like a six or something. All right, so he actually pushed or won on that first hand. Then the next hand comes. He gets a blackjack. It's like, oh, gosh, okay. Next, he gets three blackjacks in a row. So now he's a hero. So people at the table are like, it's stone, stone. Cocktail waitress just comes up. You know, you want a drink, you know. He's like, oh, no. I'm like, it's okay. You know, you can have one if you want, right? I'm tipping the server. And, you know, it's like now we're getting all this good energy. And then I start to make money. And that's where I went wrong. I'm like, well, I'm making money. I'm like, okay, keep going. So we're making money. Another blackjack. And then both baby and I get a blackjack at the same time. Right? I'm like, oh, yay, my baby and mommy, yay, we're a good team. Right? You know, so we're thinking Rain Man. You know, we're just taking this casino by storm. Right? And then, all of a sudden, I hate to say this. Somebody goes, you know, somebody there at the table is like, okay, I want my wife to play. Where's my wife? So the wife comes up to the table. And again, no, I'm not saying anything, but sometimes when somebody new comes to the table, the energy changes. So then all of a sudden, Stone and I lose our next two hands. So I go, you know what then? Okay, this is my last hand. If we lose, we walk. We're done. So I play one more, lose. Right, and no offense, I mean, the lady was nice, but when she came to the table turned cold. So we took our winnings, you know. Of course, what's the first thing my son wants to do is call his girlfriend. I'm like, no. Okay, let's just, you don't want anybody to think you won. In fact, whenever you leave a casino, always look sad or upset, right? So then you don't get mugged, because you don't want people thinking that you made a lot of money, right? Which we didn't really make a lot of money. I mean, for us, like, what, I don't know, 60, 70 bucks, I don't know, whatever. But it was, I was just happy that we didn't lose money. So anyway, we leave, right? And he's like, you know, he's like beaming. He's like, well, why don't we go again? I was like, no way, that was a mistake. Okay, gambling stinks. You're not supposed to be, you know, and mind you, I love Vegas, and I invite you guys to come to Vegas. I'm like, come play, gamble, you'll have fun. But I didn't want, I was really worried about my dad and his gambling habits, and I wanted to teach my son. You know, that's not what you do. So what happens? He comes home, and there's a younger brother, you know, who's 18, and you know, younger brother, what happened? But, you know, they mumble to each other. What? And that's how they talk to each other. And apparently, I don't have a translator, but my guess is a older boy walked in and said something to the effect of, I won. Younger brother was like, what the heck? And cussed, but, you know, because I don't really like cussing in the house. They end up, you know, mumbling it. And they went back and forth. And now younger one's like, Mom, when can we go? Okay, first of all, this was a big mistake. I'm a horrible parent. This was a mistake. So anyway, my son did pretty well, and now I gotta figure out how to make him not, you know what, he has to then use his own money. That's probably what we have to do. I am the worst parent. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So my show is live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. Some of my affiliates, bless them, for airing the show, might air the show delayed. And so for those of you a little frustrated that you're not getting me live, not a problem. We have an answer line. Leave a message on that answer line, and then we can play your answer or your question on the next live show. But I realize many of you guys are probably working while I'm live, and so you listen to my show late at night or the podcast. You could still call in, even if you don't get me live 9 to noon, Pacific time, a.m., you could still leave a question on the answer line, or you can email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com, or go to my website at drdahlia.com, or go to my Facebook, or go to my Twitter. All right? So one of the headlines today is the FDA has approved a new weight loss drug. This is the first time since 2014. And the drug is called Wegovy. Wegovy? Wegovy. Wegovy. Anyway, it is an under-the-skin injection meant to be used in addition to diet and physical activity. Okay, you can't just take this weight loss shot and still eat a ho-ho. So, this is very, very exciting. John Sheritz, MD, Deputy Director of the Division of Diabetes, Lipid Disorders, and Obesity at the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation Research, said today's approval offers adults with obesity or overweight a beneficial new treatment option to incorporate into a weight management program. FDA remains committed to facilitating the development and approval of additional safe and effective therapies for adults with obesity and overweight. So what this drug does is it works by mimicking the glucagon-like peptide 1 hormone. And the glucagon-like peptide 1 hormone targets areas of the brain that can help regulate appetite and food intake. Now, many people are on these medications for diabetes. The FDA warned that it should not be used in combination with other semaglutide-containing products, other GLP-1 receptor agonists, or other weight loss products, including herbal products, over-the-counter, or prescription drugs, because we don't know what the drug interactions could be. Now, the dosage is meant to be, according to Fox News, increased gradually over 16 to 20 weeks to 2.4 milligrams once weekly to reduce GI side effects. Now, it has had, I guess, 4 68-week successful trials, which involved over 2,600 patients. The participants saw a 6.2% decrease in their initial body weight compared to additional 1,500 patients who received a placebo. So what that means is if you weigh 200 pounds, you'll lose about 12, 13 pounds on average. That's initially. That's what they saw. What are the side effects? Well, they reported nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, headache, fatigue, indigestion, dizziness, gas, gastroenteritis, hypoglycemia in patients with type 2 diabetes. Now, 70% of American adults are obese. 70%! I know some of you are thinking, well, herd immunity. No, no. I don't really think if 70% of adults being obese allow herd immunity for the non-obese. Anyway, unfortunately, obesity could be linked to heart disease, stroke, diabetes. If you lose about 5 to 10% of your body weight, it has phenomenal beneficial consequences on your heart, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, blood pressure, liver, kidneys. So losing 5 to 10% of body weight is fantastic. How many of you guys have lost 10 pounds? And you're like, ooh, yeah, it feels good. It feels good. So this medication is not going to be anything like bariatric surgery. And you know, people ask, you know, when should you decide to have surgery? Well, it depends on your BMI. Many insurances won't touch you if you're under 30 BMI. Which 30 is the morbidly obese. Some require you to be at 40. Really depends on your insurance. But despite insurance, obesity surgery will only work if you change your habits. I can't tell you how many patients got some of the older bariatric surgeries to gastric bypasses to lose weight. They lost weight initially, but then if they still like cookies and they still like large meals and they can't control it, they gain the weight back. The gastric sleeve, or the sleeve gastrectomy, is where the hanging part of the stomach gets removed so none of the piping and plumbing has to be touched. And that makes your stomach smaller. That's fantastic, but you could still stretch it out again. So you need to be, it's a whole process. And those people who have been successful, and I do have some friends who have been successful, I mean, they were juicing, they were doing shakes, they really limited what they could eat. When there is, you know, certain types of foods that they want to, we might talk about, they go, I can never have that again. I mean, it is in their minds that once you go through that, you're not going to relapse. So there are foods like a donut. You might never be able to have a donut again. Because once you have one, you're like, ah. So if you can't control your eating and you can't control your habits or your hunger, unfortunately, you could gain the weight back. So we are looking for medications. We are looking for adjuncts to help people keep their weight off. So a big thing that people had done, especially in the 80s and 90s, was take forms of speed like phentermine or fen-phen. And with these medications, unfortunately, there were side effects, some taken off the market. Phentermine is still on the market, and some of the names, brand names, Fastin, there's a whole bunch of different names for phentermine. How that worked is speed helped you keep your appetite down. Unfortunately, people would get used to that medication. And I would have patients who were on it. I didn't like prescribing it. But, I would do it for a very short, limited amount of time and very, very select. I really didn't like writing that. I would check their heart. I would, monitor their heart rate, make them come in every 30 days because, again, it's a controlled substance. And one thing I noticed with some of the patients was, all right, well, my weight stabilized. I'm not losing anymore. Do I have to go up on the dose? No. No, there could be a few reasons for that. One is it's just not working. Your body's tolerant to it. Now, or two, maybe you're stalling with your weight loss because your body needs to reset. Remember I told you guys how whenever you lose weight really, really quickly from stomach bug, diarrhea, once you start feeling better, you're like, wait a second. If I could keep the weight at this level, and then before you even finish your sentence, you're back up to the previous weight. Like, it's easier for your body, with all the mathematical calculations, to just go back to your original weight. But if you lose the weight slow and methodical, your body has time to reset. And sometimes you might be in a plateau, and you might not lose any weight for months. That's not bad. That's your body resetting. Because if you do relapse, you want to hit that level and not your previous level. So I really believe your body goes through this reset. So, unfortunately with these diet regimens, these medications, unless it's something you could be on long term, you will either rebound and your weight will go back up, or you only have one of two choices. You'll either rebound or you have to have that mindset of I'm going to keep this diet going. And that's what many people hope to do. They go, well, I'll take the medication, and then once I learn how to not be hungry, I could then not be hungry. It doesn't work that way. These medications are so powerful that they work. That it's very hard to placebo your way through it. That's why you always hear of these medications being compared to placebo. So with this particular one, this Wegovy, is that what it's called? Yeah, Wegovy. I like the name. There was a significant difference between those taking it and placebo. How long can you be on it? I'm not sure. It looks like these were 68-week trials, so it looks like over a year. But then at some point, will it stop working? We don't know. So the diet pills, diet aids, the over-the-counter ones that say they're going to control your appetite, I tried one of those. And the very first day I took it, my appetite was down. It was incredible. I was like, that's interesting. Then the second time I took it, nothing. Third time I took it, nothing. So I think with the over-the-counter, the placebo is really strong, or there's other elements to it that shouldn't be. Personally, the things that really, really lower your appetite are vegetables. When you eat vegetables and nuts, when you're hungry, if you put a handful of that in your mouth, those are going to probably do more for your appetite than anything else. Your body needs to feel full. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, oh, but it wasn't a steak or it wasn't a cookie, you're going to talk yourself out of it. But if you could talk yourself into that celery stick filling you up, you're going to eat less. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The monthly release of the Consumer Price Index will show Americans if inflation will be short-term or part of a long-term and dangerous cycle. Ahead of Thursday's inflation data, the White House is confident the economic recovery will continue. JBS USA on Thursday announced it had paid hackers the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to resolve a cyber attack that forced the meat company to shut down. The payment was made in Bitcoin. The FBI believes the hackers are living on Russian soil. After 13 years of work, Canadian pipeline company TC Energy said on Wednesday it was formally ending its bid to build the Keystone XL pipeline project. President Biden revoked the pipeline's permits on his first day in the White House. The pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the Gulf Coast of America. USA Radio News. In a multi-billion dollar industry, should student athletes be paid for playing sports? The debate has been ongoing for decades. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate is hearing from the NCAA president and the nation's top athletic leaders on compensation for students. Legislation has been proposed to allow athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness, or NIL rights.
Together, we have an exceptional opportunity. I think, frankly, a historic opportunity to change the national landscape for college athletics.
NCAA President Mark Emmert adding that the federal solution needs to ensure that NIL payments are not a pay-for-play scenario. Gonzaga men's basketball head coach Mark Few talks about the future of college sports.
Previously mentioned, we are at a critical juncture in college athletics, and it really isn't an exaggeration to say the future of college sports is in jeopardy.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and, of course, your praises. We really would like some praises. I don't really want a lot of criticism. So, you know, being a woman, I am very, very grateful to the men and women in my past who have progressed the world to the point where I could work, I could go to medical school, I could get a college degree, I could drive, I could vote, and I am very, very grateful for all the difficulty and hard work that was put in through those who were progressive enough to allow me to be able to have these liberties as a woman. And so I am very much for equal rights. However, I am also on the side of, okay, we can't play the girl card. A lot of us play the girl card. I did that yesterday. There was a lizard in the house, and it was dead. I didn't want to pick it up. So all of a sudden, my voice goes higher. I go, honey, can you, like, grow for me, please? Disgusting. I think one of the cats decides to go pee-pee in the house on the stairs, right? So, again, I go to my son. Oh, can you clean that? You know, you're a dude. It doesn't bother you as much. So I play the girl card all the time. But I come from a family where my father was Israeli, where if you lived in Israel, men and women are both in the military. Everybody has to do their military stint and tour. Now, maybe women and men might not serve together all the time. There might be certain missions that are men only, certain missions maybe only females only. And there has been a lot of debate on the mixing of men and women and how to, you know, still deal with issues of sexual harassment and sexual assault if you're kind of forcing people to be together and they could accidentally touch each other or hit each other, or somebody grabs you to get you out of harm's way and, you know, you get accused of touching one's boobies. So it starts to get a little confusing. So I believe the military is going to, you know, need to kind of iron things out because we don't want any more sexual assault or harassment in the military. But also, when you have people trying to do their job and do their duty, if there are going to be situations that can unfortunately put them at risk for accidental, you know, or inopportune being in close quarters, things like that, you know, we need our military to be on their mission and not be distracted or concerned about things that can unfortunately be accused of. So you guys see what I'm kind of saying with this? All right, we have things that unfortunately sadly happen, and then unfortunately there could be situations that could put people at risk for being accused. So, interestingly, the topic keeps coming up of women's rights and equality in the military and in life in general, but women notoriously get out of the draft. Women don't have to register for selective service. My boys, when they turn 18, I, you know, sign them up. That's just what we do. And me as a woman, I always kind of found that frustrating, that why I'm a girl, so I don't have to. Well, why is that? Is it because girls are inferior? Is it because, you know, everybody's trying to be gentlemanly? And so for women that want to reach certain, you know, all of us women want to reach certain levels of equality, then we have to, I mean, then we can't play the woman card. And so interestingly, Rhea Tabakamar, director of the ACLU's, the American Civil Liberties Union's Women's Rights Project, has actually asked the Supreme Court to take up the issue because requiring men to register for the draft puts this unnecessary burden on men. And interestingly, the ACLU feels that women not being drafted puts them at a disadvantage of their equality progress. And, you know, so she has a point. And so that's what I want to ask you guys, all right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should women be registered for the draft? So, equal rights is something that I think all of us can pretty much agree on. I really have not met one person that says, no, I want somebody treated less equal. All right, so I think we can all agree on that. Where things, though, start to get a little bit dicey is how equal, shall we say, are we going to define all of us? So if, for example, you know, you have a group of individuals that cannot lift, let's say, as much weight or have as much speed, all right? Do they still hold the same sort of, let's say, positions that somebody who has those skills do? So one thing that the military does is military has you know, special ops units. They have Green Berets. They have a whole variety of different, avenues for those that have some special skills. Now, that's why in the Israeli army, I mean, you have women and men in all aspects of the military. But there are certain things that unfortunately may not, shall we say, allow the most even playing field. Now, I think we've done an amazing job overcoming. All right? We've overcome our periods. All right? There's now medication we can take to stop our period. We've overcome a lot of our, you know, physical differences in terms of being able to be athletic. I mean, anybody saw G.I. Jane? I mean, she rocked it. But the truth of the matter is there are certain situations and certain operations where there, like I said, there might be issues. Not so much because of quote-unquote equality, but because of ramifications that could happen if there is anything either misconstrued or, you know, and I know it's not a very easy topic to discuss. So I'm for equal rights, but if we're going to be equal, then that means we're equal. I mean, that means, all right, you know, you got to be able to lift your comrade. All right? You have to be able to sign up for the draft. This idea of only women get on the boats, women and children get on the boats first, right, with the Titanic. No, if we're all equal, men and women get on the boats. None of this women and children thing. Men, I mean, children first, of course. Right? And children are fine with being, look, okay, we're going to be children. We'll take the whole children thing. They're not asking to be considered equal to adults, which, by the way, I wonder when that's going to change. Or is there going to be such a push in terms of equal rights that kids get to vote, kids get to drink, kids get to drive? Right now, kids are very limited. We have huge age discrimination. Once a kid turns 18, yeah, they can maybe get cigarettes, they can vape, whatever. But there's still those limitations. So, interestingly, that the ACLU wants the Supreme Court to take up the case. In fact, the Supreme Court said they will not. The men-only draft issue, if that gets changed, that has to be changed by Congress. So, if Congress wants to draft women, they are going to have to make that. But I foresee that if we are being as progressive as we are, and we want to achieve equality in terms of the workplace, in terms of the military, it's going to be very hard to do that under the guise of, well, you know, women don't have to be drafted. Well, why aren't we drafting women? Well, because, you know, they have babies, and you can't use the same argument that people are trying to shed when it comes to equality and equal pay and equal jobs and equal opportunities. So there's, you got to pick one. And so I think we're moving in that direction. I know a lot of parents are like, I don't want my daughters going into the military. Look, if we want equality, I mean, then you know, you can't have certain caveats, or but we're not going to do this, or but we're going to let women off on this. Same thing with women at the gym and women having free, what is it, women sign for free or free women membership because they're girls, or ladies night when it comes to free drinks. All right, I could buy my own drink. I could pay for my own gym membership. Now, I know we ladies like it. I get out of killing the spider. I get out of getting the lizard out of the house. I get out of cleaning the dog poo-poo. I love it. But then, you know, I'm going to have a tough time arguing that I want equal access because I got to do what my husband does. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, all right. Now, as a physician, when I first heard about COVID, I'm going to be as naive as everyone else. Just because we're in medicine doesn't mean we know it all. As you can tell, I don't know everything. And so, when the first sort of discussion of COVID came out and we were first alerted to it, and there was a virus that was unfortunately taking over China and could come our way, even though I thought we already had it, because some of the patients that were saying they had flu and weren't testing positive for flu made me think, well, maybe you have what's going on in China. I don't know. Maybe this virus, this was like early January. So we just assumed, all right, well, this is a bad virus. Okay, you have the flu. You have various strains of the flu. You have various colds. All right, so we have, all right, a virus. And then, as people were saying, but wait a second, guys, this is coming out of China. I'm like, well, lots of things come out of China. Right? And yet lots of good things, and then maybe some things that I know there's some products many of us are wary about, but for the most part, that doesn't necessarily mean it's sinister. But I did some research on the first SARS outbreak, and the Singapore Ministry of Health thought that the first SARS outbreak was a leak. So early on, me and I think a lot of other doctors and medical experts started to wonder, okay, you know, maybe this was from a lab leak. We didn't really hear much about it. We heard, well, maybe we should start doing masks. No, maybe we shouldn't wear masks, and maybe we should wear masks. Maybe we need to lock down. And once I heard that governors and public officials might want us to lock down and stay home, that's when I thought, I started to truly believe that there's something going on with this virus, that this is not maybe a natural virus, that maybe the powers that be know that there's something kooky with this. Because if you remember correctly, you know, when we were told, all right, just, you know, 14 days to flatten the curve, or I think Fauci had something that said 15 days, and we're thinking to ourselves, okay, really? Well, maybe for 2 weeks. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this isn't really just how viruses work, okay? If we stay home for 2 weeks, that's not going to work, all right? I mean, these flimsy masks are not going to work. What's going on here? Just nothing seemed right. Everything kind of seemed a little fishy. But I chalked it up to, well, it's a kind of chaotic time. We've never had this. But I think you and I think all of us, doesn't matter what side of the aisle we're on, thought it was kind of intriguing that we all had to lock down and wear masks for this virus, but we haven't had to do it up until then. I mean, maybe we wore masks during the Spanish flu. I wasn't around during that time. But I've never had to wear a mask, per se, from a government mandate for flu that hits us all the time, or for tuberculosis, or for some of the other bad things that have come our way. Why now? So, it was intriguing. It was a little suspect. And so I wondered if maybe that was the government's way of trying to protect us, because this is something that isn't innately natural. But then the government really never gave us anything. I mean, you know, Trump was calling it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus or whatever, and he was saying this came out of China, but nobody was actually telling us that this could have been tinkered with. Now, I get, you know, nobody wants to go to war with China. I get that. You know, and as a physician, okay, we don't call it unless we're sure. We'll say rule out, you know, virus, rule out, you know, genetic mutation, human molestation of genetic sequencing, whatever we might throw a term, but it'll be a rule out. We're not going to accuse anybody, but we're going to, in the back of our minds, go, something's up. So I think a lot of us started to realize something might be up. The thing that clouded everything was then the election politics. So those people that started to kind of think down the path of something could be going on with this virus got distracted by all the politics between, well, now we got to mail in our ballots, and now we can't go to the voting booth. And you're thinking to yourself, we're able to go to a grocery store. If we were able to go to a voting booth during deadly flu seasons, why not now? And so it was really a confused mess. And so here we are, almost 2 years after the fact. If there was a leak, I think it happened during the summer of 2019, or if there was some issue or tinkering or release of it, I think it started at end of summer of 2019. Here we are 2 years later, And do we actually have hard evidence? So interestingly, there's a couple physicians that wrote a Wall Street Journal op-ed, Dr. Stephen Quay and Richard Mueller, and they pointed to two key pieces of evidence to support the claim. The first relates to the nature of the gain-of-function research where microbiologists will tweak a virus's genome to alter its properties, such as making it more transmissible or lethal. So, I mean, we know that people have been learning and using either CRISPR technology or being able to use scientific advancements to alter things we never could alter. Gain-of-function, though, is if they are able to make it into something that they could, you know, I guess, a gain, a secondary gain, or a functional property of it. So that's kind of a no-no. We don't want people to do that, but I'm sure multiple countries are. And they said of the 36 possible genome pairings that can produce two arginine amino acids in a row, that results in boosting a virus's lethality. The one most commonly used in gain-of-function research is the CGG, CGG, or double CGG. They say if they insert that sequence, a double CGG, it allows the virus to be more, I guess, transmissible and then therefore lethal. They say the insertion sequence of choice is the double CGG, because it's readily available, convenient, scientists have a great deal of experience inserting it. They said an additional advantage of the double CGG sequence compared with the other 35 possible choices, and it creates a beacon that permits the scientists to track the insertion in the laboratory. Now, they say this double CGG sequence has never been found naturally, which means if you look at the virus and you look at the genome, and it has this double CGG, GGC, CGG, oh my gosh, CGG, that would imply human tinkering. Okay? That's where they came up with that. And they said that is a, quote, damning fact that was found in COVID-2. They said proponents of the zoonotic origin must explain why the novel coronavirus, whether mutated or recombined, happened to pick its least favorite combination of the double CGG. Why did it replicate the choice the lab's gain-of-function researchers would have made? They said at minimum, this fact means that there could be a, at least, if even there was the rare and unnatural combination, they believe that could also prove that it might have been leaked or escaped from the lab. So I'm not sure what the second piece of information, or the second, I guess, piece of evidence is. I'm going to take a look at their op-ed and read it, but the other thing which is really, really interesting is when the viruses start, many times mutations make them weaker, but they might evolve and it might take time for the virus to become stronger. They're saying that this virus out the gate ended up being strong, which also makes it seem a little suspect. So the reason why I bring this up, and I keep bringing it up, is if we do have, right, some evidence that is saying that original COVID could have been tinkered with, when are people going to act and look into what's happening with the variants? We're going to give you guys an update on all these weird variants. We're seeing a combo variant of Vietnam, Delta variant that has, and we're not supposed to so much say the country, so I'll review the alpha, beta, delta, gamma terms, but you know, can this apply to our variants having been tweaked and continued to be released? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.